Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. Sierra Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. This is Corruption Month 2018, the second week, and Jim's disclaimer is that any resemblances here to real people, places, institutions, or events are purely coincidental. This is a work of fiction. Chapter 17, Pulp Rats, an unpleasant story. Foss reporting as usual, Mr. Jim interpreting. After a few days' break, the Great Mother reconvened the meeting. "We want to move on to some construction issues," she said. "We have a report from Maj, who spent the last year touring the Big Things' recent projects. Maj, you have the floor." "Well, it seems," Maj started, "that it has become quite rampant for the Big Things to find difficulties in achieving the production levels they're supposed to achieve with their new projects." "What are production levels?" Pei asked. "Production levels are the promised output from a given machine or group of machines," Maj replied. "You mean like how much Kaj can eat in a day?" Pei giggled. "Sort of," Maj continued. "Well, what is the problem?" asked Tyr. "It seems as though some Big Things that sell the machinery to other Big Things do not size it correctly, and it does not meet the production requirements," replied Maj. "Why is that?" asked Tyr. Maj said, "The Big Things are clever. If they size the machinery too small, it costs less. They give guarantees on performance, of course, and these guarantees carry penalties. However, the Big Things have figured out that winning the business and paying the penalties is better business than being the loser." "Seems a bit dishonest," Tyr remarked. "Yes," Maj continued, "but there seems to be no way to fix it. It costs the Big Things that buy the equipment lots of money, what with lost production and all." "I have an idea," Vu exclaimed. "Let's go to the Big Things that make the equipment and deliver a full infestation of rats." "I don't know," Maj says. "It seems like they have enough rats already, the ones that scratch out the bidding documents." The Great Mother jumped in. "Thank you, Maj. We'll refer this to the cadre, but I don't see any easy way to make the Big Things honest in this case." Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA, all rights reserved.